I am recording Perek Lamed Daled 34 in Tehillim. The David. This is a praise for David. B'shanoso estamo. When he changed the way that he acted. And it's interesting, they use the word tamo. The tam is a taste. Sometimes you get a taste for an individual, you get a feeling for an individual. He changed the way that he acted because David HaMelech had a question for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He asked, why do you have to have people who act crazy? After all, people laugh at them, children run after them. And it's interesting that even back then, in the time of the Chazal, they explained the situation that people make fun of people who are crazy. Now, would someone make fun of someone who was sick? If someone needed a heart operation, would children run after them and poke fun at him? But yet, somebody who is crazy, he gets people to chase after him and make fun of him and laugh at him. Perhaps, I mean, there really is no justification for making fun of anyone. But perhaps when somebody is crazy, a king, the head, the mind is the king of the body. When the king is sick, he acts foolishly, and therefore people laugh at him. So David says, why does this have to be that God created this individual that people laugh at and they poke fun at? So Hashem says, you will see one day that you're going to need crazy people. And the Pasuk in Mishlei, Boz ledavar yichava lo. If you make fun of something, that thing will come to hurt that person. So when David went to Achish, the king of Gaas, which was in the by the Philistines, by the Plishtim, Achish was related to Goliath, and David had killed Goliath. So Achish was looking for revenge. So he certainly would have killed David. So what did David do? David knew that Achish had a crazy wife and a crazy daughter. So Achish wrote on outside of his palace, King Achish owes me a large amount of money. And he started to scream and carry on. So Achish said, look, I have crazy people inside, I have crazy people outside. What am I going to do? So Avimelech, which is named Avimelech, which is really Achish. Avimelech is the Avimelech, the chief king. But this is really Achish. The king threw him out, and he went off on his way, and he was saved because he acted crazy. So Hashem said, you see, David, it's going to come. It came a time when you're going to need it. Nothing in this world was created for naught. Everything has a purpose. And now you found out what the purpose of one of these things was. Avarcha es Hashem chaleis. I will bless Hashem in all times. Tamid, always to Losabathi, his praise will be in my mouth. Bashem, tis halal nafshi. With Hashem, my nefesh is praised. I feel so proud that I have such a wonderful patron in heaven. Yishmu anavim v'yismachu. Let the modest people hear and be happy. They're the ones who can appreciate it. Somebody who feels great, who needs Hashem? I can do it all myself. So the modest people will hear what Hashem does, and they will be delighted. Gadlu l'Hashem iti. I will elevate Hashem with me on the Romama, and we will sing. We will lift up Shmo, his name, Yachtav, together. And from this pasuk, they learn a halacha, a law, that when somebody davens, the person who answers Amen is not supposed to be louder than the Mavarach, than the person making the bracha. Because it says, God will Hashem iti, we will praise Hashem, we will lift Hashem as one, the Ramah will lift Shmo Yachtav, his name is one, not one louder than the other. The Rashti es Hashem vanani. I sought Hashem and he answered me, Mekol Megorosai hitzilani. From all the people who frightened me, he saved me. He be to a love. Look towards him in a horror, and you will be lit, your face will be lit up. Upanayim, and their faces, al yichparu, will not be embarrassed. Ze anikara, this ani calls out, Hashem shomea, and Hashem listens, mikol saras of Hoshia. All the ani has to do is call, and all his problems are answered. Chone malach Hashem, Hashem puts a malach around, saviv, the ireyav, around the people of him, ve'echaltzeim, and he takes them out of their danger. Tamu uru. Notice it's the same word they used before, tama, to ta'am, to taste. A feeling. A person has to have a feeling of what's happening. If you open up your eyes, tamu, taste it, uru, you'll see it. Ki tov Hashem, Hashem is good. Ashrei hagever yechzabo. Blessed is the person that has trust in Hashem. You, es Hashem kadoshav. Fear Hashem, those people who are holy. Kei machzor lireyav. There's no lack of those for those people who fear Hashem. Because they see Hashem and they recognize that everything is done for the best. Kfirim roshu v'ra'evu. The lions, they can be poor and hungry. V'darshi Hashem lo yachzur v'chol tov. All the person has to do is seek at Hashem, and he will not be missing any good. L'chu v'anim, go my children. Shimuli, listen to me. Yirasash Hashem alametchem. In the fear of God I will teach you. Now in the next few psukim, it's brought down that there was a Rabbi Alexandri, and he was a very great rabbi, and he once came into a town and said, who wants to live? He made an announcement. He has the potion, the secret of life. So everybody ran around and says, well, what is this great secret you have, Rabbi Alexandri? Let us know. We all want to live. So he says, he read him the psukim and tell him, Mi yoresh chafetz chayim? Who is a man who wants life? Oev yamim liros tov, to love the day, to love to live, to see good. Nitzar l'shoncha meira, the person who guards his tongue from saying evil. Usfasecha, and his lips, midaber merma, to say nasty things or cheating things. Sumira, turn away from evil, vaseh tov, and do good. Bakesh shalom v'rodfehu, and seek peace and run after it. This is the formula for success in life. So the people heard this, they said, well, look, we know this already. Give us the good information. But the truth is that the secret to life is in guarding one's tongue from evil, only saying good things, and not looking at the negative, looking at the positive. The Chazal tell a story, a mashal, and maybe even a true story, about a king of Persia. The king was sick and was deathly ill, and the physicians told him that he would have to drink milk of a lioness to survive. But the question was how to get the milk from a lion, and that's quite a feat. So nobody was able to do it. Finally, one man came along and said, I know how to get the milk from the lioness. You have to give me 10 sheep, and I will be able to get the milk from the lioness. So the king readily gave the man the 10 sheep, and the man went to the place where the lion had a cub. And each day, the man threw in a sheep into the lion's den. And of course, the lion devoured the sheep. Each day, the man got closer and closer with the sheep, till finally one day he was able to take the milk from the lioness. He took it in a cup or in a receptacle, and he went back on his way to see the king. On the way, he fell asleep, and he had a very strange dream. The man dreamt that all his organs were fighting with each other. The feet said, you know, if it weren't for my feet, weren't for the feet, you could never do this job, because the feet are able to carry you. The hand said, no, if it wasn't for the hand, you wouldn't be able to take the milk. And the heart said, yes, but it was me who gave you the idea of how to go about it. Then the tongue said, if it wasn't for me, then you would all be nowhere. So all the organs laughed at the tongue. They said, ha, you are hidden in a dark, dirty place in the middle of a mouth. No one can even see you. How could you be important? So the tongue said, just wait, you'll see. One day I'll show you my great importance. Well, the man got up. He had a very strange dream. And he went back to the king's palace. And the king let him in. He said, well, what do you have? He said, here I have for you dog milk. So the king said, dog milk? Milk from a dog? A kalbasa? So the king said, take off this man's head. Chop off his head. So as they were taking him to the execution, the feet started to cry. And he said, oh, woe is me. And the hands started to cry. And the heart started to bemoan its fate. They don't have to die. But then the tongue said, wait, you'll see. Let me save you. So the tongue opened his mouth and he said, take me back to the king. Maybe I can just speak to him for just a few minutes. Maybe he'll save my life. So the guard said, okay, come back to the king. He came back to the king. So the king was infuriated still, but he said, okay, go speak. He said, first of all, if you drink this, you'll get better. And second of all, sometimes they call a lioness a kalbasa. That's another name for it. So the king bought the story, and he tasted the milk. As we had before, Tamu, he tasted it. He saw it was the real thing. And the king was saved. So the tongue said, you see, I told you, the tongue may be a very small organ, but it can save the whole body. So it told him, and therefore, if you do that, so they say, it's not only good enough to go away from evil, but you also have to do good. And that is the secret to success and to have a long life, to guard one's tongue and one's actions. Ene Hashem el tzadikim, the eyes of Hashem, the eye of Hashem are to the tzadikim. The oznov and his ears el shavasam are to their supplications. Pnei Hashem ba'osei ra, but Hashem turns against those people who do evil. L'hachritz me'eret zichram, to cut from the land their remembrance. Tzarku. And the tzaddik cries out, Vashem Shemaya, Hashem listens. Makal tzarosam, he tzilam. And from all their tzaras, he saves them. So we're told, the Chazal tell us, that if somebody wants to do tshuva, what's the first thing he has to do? If somebody wants to repent, they say he should learn Torah. If he can't learn Torah, let's say he doesn't know, what should he do? He said, tzak, he should cry out. So all a person has to do in life is to cry out, open one's mouth. What does it take to cry? The feeling in the heart. Karav Hashem l'nish berelev. Hashem is close to those people who are brokenhearted. Vestache ruach yoshia. And those people who are crushed in spirit, he helps. The Chazal also talk about this pasuk. They say that if a person wants to have a friend, he doesn't take a poor friend. Or if he has poor relatives, he stays away from them. Or if he has a broken pitcher, he throws it out. Yet, Karav Hashem, Lenishbere Lev. Hashem is close to those people who have a broken lev. Those people who are broken, who are seeking Hashem. For them, Hashem is close. Rabos Ros Tzaddik. A tzaddik has many problems. Umikulam yetzilenu Hashem. And all these problems, Hashem saves them. Shomer kol atzmosav, he guards all their organs. Achas mehena lo nishbara. Not one of these organs becomes broken or remains broken. Tamoses rasha ra. The evil of the rasha kills him. The son of tzaddik yeshamo. And those people who hate the tzaddik, they are found guilty. Poda Hashem, nefesh avodav. Hashem redeems the soul of his servants. Well, yeshmo, they will not be found guilty. Kol hachosim bo. all those who rely on him will not be guilty, will not feel bad. They will be able to have success. Just trust in Hashem, and he will give you all.